News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Hundreds of Bharatiya Kisan Union members stayed put on the Delhi-Meerut expressway early on Friday, notwithstanding the Ghaziabad administration's ultimatum to vacate the UP Gate protest site. A confrontation was building up at the UP Gate in Ghazipur even as frequent power cuts were witnessed in the evening at the protest site, where BKU members led by Rakesh Tikayat are staying put since November 28. In a post-midnight review of the situation, Ghaziabad District Magistrate Ajay Shankar Pandey and Senior Superintendent of Police Kalanidhi Naithani visited the protest site, even as hundreds of security personnel in anti-riot gears were deployed since Thursday. Flanked by supporters at 1 a.m., Tikayat remained at the center stage of the protest site, the Delhi-Meerut expressway, which has been barricaded from both the sides, prohibiting regular traffic movement. Around 500 protesters stayed put at UP Gate, with more pouring in from western Uttar Pradesh in the night on the call of the BKU, an influential farmers union in North India. Excess security force from the protest site has been withdrawn and only a minimal deployment of personnel remains there, a Ghaziabad police officer told PTI, on the condition of anonymity. The tension was building at UP Gate due to excessive deployment of force since Thursday evening, the officer added. Several protesters waved the tricolour, with some waving flags of farmer unions like Kisan Ekta Manch, amid a continuous sloganeering of Jai Jawan, Jai Kisan, while many were lying down on mattresses covered in blankets as they braved bone-chilling cold and wind. Zarurat padi to khade rehke dharna denge, tum dharne pe baithe rehne ki baat karte ho. I can protest while standing up and you are asking whether I am going to continue my sit-in protest, Jagat Singh Rathi, 78, said. With a muffler tied around his head and a stick in his hand for support while walking, the septuagenarian from Meerut said that he has been at the BKU's protest since its beginning on November 28. Asked if he would vacate the protest site following the administration's communication, he said, UP Gate khali nahi karenge. We have not seen any such order to vacate the protest site. When the Supreme Court has said that farmers have a right to protest, then what? We will do it. The verbal communication from the district administration to the BKU on Thursday came close on the heels of three farmer unions withdrawing their protest against the three farm laws over the violence in Delhi on Republic Day. Ghaziabad District Magistrate Ajay Shankar Pandey has communicated to the protesters camping at the UP Gate at Delhi border to vacate the spot by tonight or the administration will remove them, a district official had told PTI. Thousands of protesting farmers have been at Delhi's borders with Haryana and Uttar Pradesh demanding the rollback of the Farmers Produce Trade and Commerce Promotion and Facilitation Act 2020, the Farmers Empowerment and Protection Agreement on Price Assurance and Farm Services Act 2020, and the Essential Commodities Amendment Act 2020. The protesting farmers have expressed apprehension that these laws would pave the way for the dismantling of the minimum support price system, leaving them at the mercy of big corporations. However, the government has maintained that the new laws will bring farmers better opportunities and usher in new technologies in agriculture. The Shiv Sena has joined Congress and 15 other opposition parties which have decided to boycott President Ramnath Kovind's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament in solidarity with the farmers protesting the centre's farm laws. We are going to boycott the President's speech tomorrow. This is the call of all the opposition parties. We won't attend the session tomorrow, Sanjay Raut told CNN News 18. Senior Congress leader Ghulam Nabi Azad had earlier said that the parties also want a probe into the center's role in the violence on Republic Day in Delhi. He was speaking to the media with Congress's chief whip in Lok Sabha, K. Suresh, by his side. The Congress on Wednesday had held Union Home Minister Amit Shah responsible for the violence that shook the national capital on Republic Day and said he should be sacked immediately. The Congress had also accused the Modi government of being part of a concerted conspiracy to malign the farmers' agitation by allowing some miscreants to enter the Red Fort complex and hoist a religious flag in their bid to ensure that the farmers bury their demand for the repeal of the three new agri laws. President Ramnath Kovind would address the joint sitting of the two houses of parliament on January 29. The All Arunachal Pradesh Students' Union on Thursday staged a protest over China reportedly establishing a village in the upper Subansiri district of the state. The APEC students' body of the state, along with 16 of its federal units and community-based organizations, staged a sit-in at Indira Gandhi Park, demanding the center to act tough on the issue. The union, armed with banners and placards, condemned the nefarious activities of China and slammed the center for remaining silent over the issue. Speaking to reporters, AAPSU President Hawa Bagang blamed the center for its failure in protecting the state from foreign incursion. The AAPSU is ready to fight against the Chinese military if the central government authorizes, Bagang said. Bagang urged the MPs from the state to be vocal on such matters concerning the interest of Arunachal Pradesh and its people. He also appealed to the central government for road and telecommunication connectivity in the border areas, besides releasing developmental packages and increasing military deployment in the frontier state. The symbolic protest is a message to the center that the indigenous people of the state reject the repeated claim of China over the state's territory, AAPSU General Secretary Thobom Dai said. The people of the state are frustrated against the lackadaisical attitude of the center towards such serious issues, he said, stating that China's claim over the state's territory is an old issue. Dai blamed the successive central governments led by the Congress and the BJP for not taking the matter seriously. Northeast Students Organization Coordinator Pritam Bhai Sonam urged the government for collective measures and not to play the blame game when the issue is of national interest. Pakistan's Supreme Court ordered on Thursday the release of a Pakistani-British man convicted and later acquitted in the beheading of American journalist Daniel Pearl in 2002. The court also dismissed an appeal of Ahmed Saeed Omar Sheikh's acquittal filed by Pearl's family and the Pakistani government. A minister in the Sindh province where Sheikh is being held said the government had exhausted all options to keep him locked up, an indication that Sheikh could be free within days. The Supreme Court is the court of last resort, Murtaza Wahab, Sindh's law minister, told the Associated Press. The Pearl family is in complete shock by the majority decision of the Supreme Court of Pakistan to acquit and release Ahmed Omar Sheikh and the other accused persons who kidnapped and killed Daniel Pearl, the Pearl family said in a statement released by their lawyer, Faisal Siddiqui. The brutality of Pearl's killing shocked many in 2002, years before the Islamic State group began releasing videos of their militants beheading journalists. An autopsy report told the gruesome details of the Wall Street Journal reporter's killing and dismemberment. Robinhood and other retail brokerages in the US took steps to tamp down the speculative frenzy surrounding companies such as GameStop, but the actions only sparked more volatility in the market and an outcry from users of the platforms and some members of Congress who say small investors are being treated unfairly. GameStop stock has rocketed from below $20 earlier this month to close around $350 on Wednesday as a volunteer army of investors on social media challenged big institutions who had placed market bets that the stock would fall. The action was even wilder on Thursday. The stock swung between $112 and $483 before closing down 43.2% at $197.44. It then shot back up 60% in aftermarket trading. Robinhood said on Thursday that investors would only be able to sell their positions and not open new ones in some cases. Robinhood also required investors to put up more of their own money for certain trades instead of using borrowed funds. After the market closed, Robinhood said it would allow limited buying of those securities starting Friday. The frenzy surrounding shares of GameStop, AMC and others has drawn in an influx of investors with little or no experience trading stocks. That poses a challenge for brokerages that cater to small investors, said Andy Nebo, managing director at Burton Taylor International Consulting. The brokers were forced to take action because they would be in the firing line if an unsophisticated investor loses money, he said. Investors upset over the trading portal's restrictions are getting some sympathy from some members of Congress. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio, who is set to become chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, announced that he will hold a hearing on the GameStop situation. Representative Maxine Waters of California also announced a hearing in the House Financial Services Committee. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York called Robin Hood's actions unacceptable and said she would support a hearing to explore why the online brokerage is blocking small investors from buying stocks while hedge funds are freely able to trade the stock as they see fit. Callan Holiday, a spokeswoman for Interactive Brokers, said the company's restrictions apply both to individual and institutional investor accounts. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.